محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد المصين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور، السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام، وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات، فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة، ولعن الله ابن مرجان، ولعن الله عمر بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي. لقد عظم مصابي بك، فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة. يا أبا عبد الله، إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن، وإليك بموالاتك وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشياعكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم، وتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بموالاتكم وموالاة وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحار وبالبراءة من أشياعهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبت لي عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة، وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاركم مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم. وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد، ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن يوم عاشوراء يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد، اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله، في كل موطن وموقف وقفا فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد بن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد الآبدين. ويوم عاشوراء يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعنة منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالموالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم الحق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني، وابدأ به أولا، ثم لعن الثانية والثالثة والرابع. اللهم لعن يزيد خامسا، ولعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود، وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام. صلاة.
بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات. نعرہ تکبیر، نعرہ رسالت، نعرہ حیدری بر محمد و آل محمد بلند تر صلوات.
کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, جا کے خود کر وہ بلا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, تیرے خیمے کا دیا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, تیرے خیمے کا دیا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, کتنی بے بس ہے ہوا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, روز کش کول اٹھائے تھے چلاتا ہوں حسین, روز کش کول اٹھائے چلا آتا ہوں حسین, تیرا دروازہ کھلا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, ہاذا من فضل حسین ابن علی و زہرا, ہاذا من فضل حسین ابن علی و زہرا, حر کے ماتھے پہ لکھا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, تیرے صدقے میں اے عباس دلاور کے علم, تیرے صدقے میں اے عباس دلاور علم, کیسے چلتی ہے ہوا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, مشکلیں جانے اور اب جانے علمدار حسین, مشکلیں جانے اور اب جانے علمدار حسین, جانے بے کر بو بلا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے, وہب کہتا تھا میں کلمہ نہ پڑھوں کیوں مولا, وہب کہتا تھا میں کلمہ نہ پڑھوں کیوں مولا, تیری آنکھوں میں خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے تربت فاطمہ زہرا پہ کیا ہے ماتم تربت فاطمہ زہرا پہ کیا ہے ماتم خواب تو قد سے بڑا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے ہاذا من فضل حسین ابن علی و زہرا ہاذا من فضل حسین ابن علی و زہرا حر کے ماتھے پہ لکھا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے علی اکبر میری امداد کو آئے اکبر علی اکبر میری امداد کو آئے اکبر کس کو کہتے ہیں عطا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے جا کے خود کر بو بلا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے کیسے ملتا ہے خدا دیکھ لیا ہے میں نے اللہم صل علی محمد و آل محمد
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. We offer our condolences to the Imam of our time, Ajalallahu ta'ala Farajah Sharif, in these days of mourning for his grandfather, our master, Aba Abdullah al-Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. As we trial this new format of drive-in program so we can continue our traditions of Azadari this year, we ask you all to please abide by the following guidelines so we can all keep each other safe during these uncertain times. If you need to leave your car, please observe 6 feet physical distance and wear a face mask. If you would like to come outside for latmiya, please stand on the X's marked on the ground in order to maintain social distance. Please do not bring any food items for distribution from home. Packaged tabarruk and drinks will be provided at the center following health guidelines. Please do not litter the parking lot, use the trash bins placed at the entrance, and the indoor facility will be limited to bathroom use only on an individual basis. Lastly, please follow all volunteer instructions. These are unique times and we appreciate your patience with these guidelines. Please recite a Fatiha for the Shuhada of Islam, the marhumin named on our memorial plaque, and for all marhumin. With that, I would like to welcome Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Hamza Sadagar to deliver his message. Salawat.
محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، اللهم صل عليه، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, for his health and well-being, let's recite the second one louder. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, each and every one of us becomes a true and close companion of Imam al-Hujjah عجلالله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Let's recite the third one even louder. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us over the course of these nights of Muharram as we offer our condolences to the Imam of our time, not only by words, but also through gaining a closer relationship, connection, understanding, emotional connection, spiritual connection, intellectual connection with Imam al-Hussein, and we grow closer to him, that we, inshallah, grow closer to Imam al-Hujjah, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And we ask that the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, she's the one that the Ahlul Bayt used to ask, according to accounts, and they seem to be true. And we ask her, the mother of Imam al-Hussein and Imam al-Hujjah, that she helps us in this Muharram, that we're able to commemorate in ways that are more pleasing to her and to her children, Imam al-Hussein and Imam al-Hujjah, inshallah. We said that what's important on the occasion of Muharram is we try to get close to whom Imam al-Hussein actually is. We may at times use the name of Hussein, describe a Hussein in our talks to our children, to ourselves. And that Hussein that we describe and we think of and we understand and we try to draw closer to and seek the proximity of does not match who Hussein actually was. There are many such descriptions. I don't want to go over every single one of those wrong descriptions of Imam al-Hussein that don't match the character and personality of who he actually was. But there are those out there that are completely against the personality of Imam al-Hussein and completely against the direction of Ashura in Muharram. For example, I will mention this one example, it's important. The understanding that thinks Muharram programs should be apolitical, we commemorate an Imam al-Hussein that is not going to be involving politics, involving current affairs, involving the Taghut, involving the representative of the 12th Imam, involving the movement of the Imam today. The view that thinks that is commemorating Imam al-Hussein in Muharram has a completely contradicting personality of Imam al-Hussein in mind to whom Imam al-Hussein was. Imam al-Hussein stood against those who said this in his movement through to Karbala.
The likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas were the people who were doing that. In Mecca, when Imam al-Husayn spoke to the Hujjaj who had gathered for the season of Hajj, they start gathering in the month of Shawwal. Some come for Umrah before that. In the month of Rajab, they stay there. Some of them afterwards, Imam al-Husayn moved towards Mecca in the month of Rajab, the last day or so of the month of Rajab. When Imam al-Husayn arrived in Mecca, he started telling the people, "Why are you apolitical? Why are you not rising? Why aren't you? Do you not see al-haq la yu'malu bih? Don't you see that?" He was shouting, speaking, lecture after lecture. And then the likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas come to him. "Ya Hussein, this is not the time. It's best to be apolitical of these times." Imam al-Hussein, "We have got to make sure we commemorate Imam al-Hussein, who he was actually, what he actually stood for. And by commemorating him and not changing it to something of our liking, to something that approves of our material desires, our temptations, the temptations of the taghut. If we want to commemorate Imam al-Husayn Muharram in ways that is pleasing to Fatima to Zahra salamullahi alayha, to Imam al-Husayn himself, to Imam al-Hujjah, who is the Husayn of today, who is involved with uprooting all injustice, starting with the leading figures and the leading governments and the leading establishments that are leading the world towards injustice. We've got to commemorate Imam al-Husayn in this way. Imam al-Husayn, salamullahi alayh, in the event of Ashura, in the rise of Ashura, the uprising of Ashura, has made a number of talks, a number of speeches he has given from when he left Medina. In Medina, there was no session where he gave lectures. There are conversations that he had with individuals like Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah, his brother, his paternal brother. They didn't share the same mother, but they shared the same fathers, like Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas and his brothers. They were half-brothers. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah was trying to convince Imam al-Husayn not to go. Imam al-Husayn had a conversation with him. There was a conversation Imam al-Husayn had with Abdullah ibn Ja'far, apparently. He also was trying to have a discussion, try to convince Imam al-Husayn either not to go or at least not to take the women and children. That's a conversation with an individual. Those are all very important. But there are speeches, lectures Imam al-Husayn gave. In fact, Imam al-Husayn gave some lectures prior to this rise. There's an account of Imam al-Husayn in the Hajj of either the year before the Hajj of the year 60, which is the Hajj before the Muharram of 61. Muharram is the first month of the lunar calendar. So the Hajj before the Muharram of 61 is the Hajj of the year 60 after the Hijrah. There's a lecture he's given apparently either a year or two before to the ulama. Muawiyah is still alive. It's a very important lecture. But when he arrives in Mecca, those few months before Hajj begins and the day of Arafah that he leaves towards Kufa and then changes course towards Karbala, there are speeches given. And then on the way to Kufa, there are speeches and lectures given. On the day of Ashura, there are also lectures. Each of these lectures has got to be looked at. These are very important. and they need to be understood correctly. An incorrect understanding of these lectures can cause us to have a completely misunderstanding of what this whole thing is about. For example, I'll try to cover one of the lines that we have in the speech given by Imam al-Hussein, apparently on the day of Ashura, the famous lecture he gave in the morning, that when he started delivering that lecture, the army of Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, the army of Yazid, the army of Umar ibn Sa'd, la'anatullah alayhim ajma'in, they couldn't stand hearing this. So they said, start doing halhala, start making noise, start making racket. Distract people. Don't allow people to hear this. When they started doing that, this is a line. This is part of the lecture. It's an important point that the Imam mentions and raises here. It says, "Muli'at butunukum min al-haram." Your stomachs have been filled with haram. Of course you're going to behave in this way. Of course you don't want to hear the voice of Haqq. Of course you don't want me to say, do you not know me? Do you not know who my father was? Do you not know who my mother was? Do you not know who my grandfather was? Have I done anything wrong? Did I commit any crime? You don't want to hear that. Why? مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ There's an important message here that's given that needs to be understood. And if we misunderstand this, it causes issues for us. What does Imam al-Hussein mean when he says, "Muli'at butunukum min al-haram"? Some have said, they give an akhlaqi lecture. It's called an akhlaqi lecture. I don't like that term because whenever it's something that is not very strongly founded, doesn't have much references pointed out, not correct analysis, it just sounds nice, it's called akhlaqi. Akhlaq is not that. The presence of Imam al-Hussein in Karbala is akhlaq. Standing against dhulm is akhlaq. Fighting in the battlefield the way Imam al-Hussein did is akhlaq. Fighting in the battlefield the way Ali ibn Abi Talib did in the battle of Khaybar, in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Siffin, in the battle of Jamal, in whatever battle he fought. That's akhlaq. Akhlaq is not having a smile on your face. Akhlaq is behaving in the way that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen, when it says ضَرْبَةُ عَلِيًّا يَوْمَ الْخَنْدَقِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الثِّقْلَيْنِ One strike of the sword of Ali, not the prostration of Ali, not the smile of Ali, not the charity of Ali, not the giving away of the ring. One strike of the sword in a battle, the battle of Khandaq or Ahzab. أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الثِّقْلَيْنِ This is not akhlaq. Akhlaq is smiling. Akhlaq is smiling when smiles are due. And showing an angry face when that is due. And showing a sword when that is due. If a sword is due, you smile, that's not akhlaq. That's against akhlaq. Imam al-Hussein says, مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ Your stomachs are filled, your bellies are filled with haram. What does he mean by that? Some go and say, yes, this person had a business, and in that something was brought to him, the money belonged to this guy who did this little wrong thing, and then because of that, the money was haram, it entered, it caused this. Where'd you get that from? Is that from a hadith? Is that from a verse of the Quran? Is this what haram means? The guy had no clue, he did business. Is it the case that if I want to be the companion of the 12th Imam, anyone who walks into my store, I need to check their track record, see what business they do, where this money is coming from. Then let's close all businesses. Or let's stop wanting to be the companion of the 12th Imam if that's the case. What kind of akhlaq is this? What type of Islam is this? What teaching is this? This is not practical anywhere. And besides that, it's not found anywhere. Where is the verse that says this? Where does it say you need to check where this person brought his money from? Where does it say you need to check where he earned the money from? Some story. We don't get our Islam for some story. Some alim somewhere in the world. This is not where we get our Islam from. There's Quran. is Ahlul Bayt. The Prophet said, I left these two for you. Where's the hadith for it? Others say you need to be very careful for your meat. And we have this whole fiasco in our communities. Places, they say we're halal. They're Muslim. Yeah, they're not practicing just like me. I'm not very practicing. The brother says it's halal. Like, no, I got to go check. I went and found a pack of, I don't know, a Vons package or Albertsons package or something in the trash can in the back. This guy's meat is haram. No longer. Rumors, this, that, the other. Halal restaurants, brothers, sisters, set up restaurants, business. Somebody goes in there, I'm suspicious, ask a question. No, I don't think this is... No, if you do that, Imam al-Hussein said, مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. You take that meat, you're going to end up on Yazid's side. Is this what Imam al-Hussein meant? Where is the hadith for it? Where is the verse of the Quran for it? In fact, the hadith says, if it's a Muslim... whether they are practicing or not. If they say it's halal, take from it. In fact, the hadith says, don't even ask, is it halal? As long as they're Muslim, they're giving you meat, take it from them. This is what hadith says. Clear-cut hadith says that. If a Muslim has a business, they're selling meat, they're selling food, they say it's halal, it's none of my business to go and ask where they got it from. Absolutely none of my business. My business is... he's Muslim, she's Muslim, they say it's halal. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I have it. Perfectly halal. What they did between them and Allah, they brought pork to that table and fed it to me as haram. It's none of my business. And it will not have this effect. Where did this come from? Hadith. You think the time of Imam al-Sadiq, everybody in Medina, in Kufa, in Basra, in Mecca, in Sham, in Africa, in Asia, wherever Islam had spread, the time of Imam al-Sadiq, these Shias from Central Asia, Uzbekistan of today, Afghanistan of today, Iran of today, parts of Pakistan, in India, all the way Northern Africa, there's Shias all over this place, and then there's Muslims all over this land. The ones who identify as Muslims are the ones who consider beer to be halal. Did you know beer was halal during the time of Imam al-Sadiq? According to the majority or a lot of Muslimin, there's hadith from Imam al-Sadiq trying to prove to people, look, this is khamrun istasgharahu an-nas. There's no difference between beer and wine. Yes, the intoxication is less, but there's no difference in the ruling. Khamrun, it's wine. Istasgharahu an-nas. People have considered it. No, this is not. They've said this is lesser. The sin of it is considered not a sin. No, it is a sin. So what does that mean? The majority of people considered beer to be halal. They were drinking. People were drinking. Even wine. There's hadith in Kufa where a good population of Shia were. Imam al-Sadiq is being asked by his companions, I was walking in the market and I passed a wine store. Some of the wine splashed and it got into my clothes. And what do I do for prayer regarding that? Well, that means it was being sold publicly. Wine, not even beer. These are the Muslimin we're talking about. Imam al-Sadiq's time, these are the Muslimin. This is what they know of practical laws of Islam. Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi doesn't say if they are Shia, dude. If they are Muslim, these Muslimin, this suq al-Muslimin, this market of the Muslimin, if it's a Muslim, it's halal and tayyiba, you have from it. And then sometimes it would come to the Imam and said, but the guy, they may have gotten it from Christians, it's not. Imam says, I eat it. What are you talking about? This is not what Imam al-Hussein means. What does Imam al-Hussein mean by مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ? What does this mean? What it means is that the authorities, the establishment, the government was giving money out that was unlawful Islamically for purposes that are unlawful Islamically. And these people have taken it. Not once. When Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad came and he started distributing money, nobody said, well, does he have the right to do that? Where does that money come from? It's Baytul Mal of the Muslimin. You are responsible to distribute Baytul Mal of the Muslimin like Ali ibn Abi Talib did. This is Kufa. We have experienced Ali ibn Abi Talib. We know what Baytul Mal means. The people who took it didn't ask. They're like, oh, they're giving money. Let's go get it. There are people today that are willing to get contracts with the American military, and they call themselves Shia. This is Muli'at Butunukum Min Al Haram. You want to take money from the military of the United States of America, who's oppressing the oppressive military, the limbs of the system, the sword of the system, the weapon of the system, the whip of the system that is bringing everyone in line, an oppressive line. You're willing to do contracts with them for money? And then you're trying to ask and get some fatwa that legalizes it? I don't care what fatwa you get. This is the muli'at butunukum min al-haram that Imam al-Hussein is talking about. You do that when Imam al-Hujjah comes. This system sends people to fight Imam al-Hujjah. You will be the ones who will be funding them and helping them and accepting contracts. And you'll say Imam al-Hujjah is not Imam al-Hujjah. If you do that, haram he's talking about is in a certain context. It's not these minor things. It's minor issues. A little mistake in this little business deal with a believer. No. The taghut is giving out money. You're taking that money. And you want that money. And you'll do anything for that money. There are some of us who don't care. We do business. This is a very slippery slope. We do business. We're not careful what this business is. We'll find some loophole to legalize it. But the worst thing, see, if somebody gets involved with even Vegas type business, okay? If somebody gets involved with that type of business compared to working for the taghut, accepting contracts from the taghut, supporting the taghut, they're not comparable. They're not comparable. Recite the salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This is important, brothers and sisters. If we seek to be with Hussein, we've got to keep our bellies clean from haram. The haram that Islam says. Islam doesn't say to develop this phobia of non-dhabiha meat. Islam doesn't say that. Honestly, it doesn't say that. Anyone who looks at the ahadith or even the books of fatwa of the Maraj, it's crystal clear. There's no such thing. This is all a development of juhal. Ignorant people that don't know what the hadith is, don't know what the fatawa are. And they think this is spirituality. No, this is not spirituality. This is against spirituality. You're causing division, suspicion against our brothers and sisters. That's not where we're told to be careful. But do be careful where we accept that contract. We have to be extra cautious. Extra cautious. This doesn't mean that there's no room for us to breathe here, we can't find jobs. No, there's plenty of even certain deals with that are related to the government even. They're not the haram that Imam al-Hussein is talking about. Although it's better not to. I'll give you a story that tells us that. There's at the time of Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, you've heard the story probably. He had a companion, in fact, two companions with similar name, Safwan. One is, of course, known more to be the companion of Imam al-Kadhim and Imam al-Ridha. The one who is more known to be the companion of Imam al-Sadiq, he's known as Safwan al-Jammal. Jamal means someone who has the business of Jamal. Jamal means camel. They have camels. Okay. A person who has camels, they rent them out for people to use a means of transportation. It's like your car rental today. And also the sale of it for its meat or for other purposes. Safwan al-Jammal. There's a time that Abu Ja'far al-Mansur la'anatullah alayh, this ruthless Abbasid ruler, rented some camels from Safwan al-Jammal. Imam al-Sadiq went to Safwan, he saw Safwan, he said, "I've heard you've rented your camels to this mal'oon." He says, "Yes, it's okay, isn't it?" Imam al-Husayn said, "Yes." Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi said, "I'm not saying it's haram, I'm paraphrasing, this is not exactly his wording." He says, "However, let me ask you a question." He says, "Safwan, would you like Abu Ja'far al-Mansur to live long enough to pay back your debt and bring your camels back? Do you want him to live that long?" He says, "Yes, I want to get my money. I want him to live. If he dies, I'm not going to get it." He says, "See, you desire for this zalim, this taghut, this oppressor, this enemy of Allah, this enemy of the Ahlul Bayt, you desire him to live longer. Why? Because of this business. When you do business, it's going to be very difficult if you're employed, even in the halal portions, not even the haram ones." So we're making two points here regarding involvement with governmental organizations, institutions, and so on. Not every trade or involvement or employment is haram. But if you are, be careful. Even while you're employed, do not want the system to survive. Don't ever want the zalim system to survive. If you want that to survive, you want the enemy of the imam of our time to survive. That's what that means. Anyone who wishes for the global bully, which is the Zionists, and their weapon is the US government. Anyone who wishes for this system to survive that much longer, they're wishing for the enemy of the imam to survive that much longer. Make sure if you're involved in the halal ways of engagement in business, that you don't cross that line. You don't want to desire for the enemy of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemy of the 12th Imam, to remain in power, stay in power, and govern for even the next second. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Last point regarding this, and inshallah we will end with the remembrance of Imam al-Husayn in Karbala, is that I did not present any particular fatwas about what type of business is allowed and isn't. I gave some clear examples of what is haram and some clear examples perhaps of what is halal, but the specifics you need to go to your marja. There are a list of haram activities, whoever you follow, haram forms of business that are listed in the fatwa of your marja. Out of those, the one Imam al-Husayn is talking about in Karbala, مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ, is that worst of the harams, which is involvement with the taghut, supporting the taghut, taking haram money from the taghut, in the ways that the maraja have understood from the fatwa of, from the ahadith, the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt, and from the verses of the Holy Quran. Sallallahu alayki ya Aba Abdullah. We ask Fatima al-Zahra for tears, for the ability to have our hearts feel the presence of Imam al-Husayn, feel the presence of Imam al-Hujjah, feel the presence of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. There are those who believe, and I think rightfully so, that the first person to come around and attend a majlis of Imam al-Husayn is the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. I know I am not worthy. I hope that because of you all and your intentions, and you're coming here with all the conditions that are surrounding this and us and the difficulties and so on, that the Lady Fatimatu Zahra attends this majlis even for a second. The 1 second of the presence of Fatimatu Zahra is enough for all of us. And we hope that Imam al-Hujjah, we ask him, he's Ya Baqiyatallah, Ajarakallah fi Musibat Jaddik al-Husayn. This is the Musibah of the 12th Imam. He's the grandson of Imam al-Husayn. He is At-Talib bidam al-Maqtul bi Karbala, the one who will seek vengeance for the blood of Imam al-Husayn. We ask him to at least for a second attend our gathering, our small gathering here, inshallah, if his presence will make the majlis worthy, inshallah. Sallallahu alayk ya أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. Imam al-Husayn, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the running water of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. Ruhi fidak, tomorrow is the second day of Muharram, the day Haramullah, Alullah, the family of Imam al-Husayn enters Karbala, the last station of the journey of Haramullah, Alullah. Imagine Imam al-Husayn with Zainab Salamullahi alayha, Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas, Ali al-Akbar, the others of the Ahlul Bayt, the companions and the Ashab, all coming to Karbala. They say Imam al-Husayn asked, what's the name of this land? Some said Nainawa, others said other names. Imam asked, is there another name for this land? They said, some call it Karbala. Imam al-Husayn said, A'udhu billah min al-karbi wal-bala. Family, my children, my companions, unmount your camels. This is our last station. Bring Ali in al-Asghar down. These are his last days. Zainab salamullahi alayha, my sister, prepare. You saw how you wanted to unmount your camel. Your brother Abbas, my son Ali and Al-Akbar were all there helping you make sure you unmount safely with all respect. Zainab, prepare, there will be a day, there will be no Abbas to help you mount your camel. There will be a day, there will be no Ali and Al-Akbar to help you mount
your camel. On the day of the 11th, Zainab salamullahi alayha helped all the women and children mount their bare camels. Then now it's her turn to mount her camel. She can't help but to remember Abbas. Where are you, my brother, to see Zainab mounting her camel? No one to help her. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. يا حسين
Brother and sister, just a quick announcement. If anybody wants to come out and do the matam, please follow social distancing rule. Otherwise, you can also stay in your car and do the matam.
سلام نانا کے روزے سلام ماں کے مزار سلام نانا کے روزے سلام نانا کے مزار سلام نانا کے روزے سلام ماں کے مزار دیے جلا شام و سحر خدا کرے رہے روشن خدا کرے رہے روشن صدا تمہارا مزار سلام نانا کے روزے سلام ماں کے مزار سلام نانا کے روزے سلام ماں کے مزار چلا میں وعدہ نبھانے چلا میں وعدہ نبھانے سلام ماں کے مزار سلام نانا کے روزے سلام ماں کے مزار یثرب سے سوئے کربلا یثرب سے سوئے کربلا ایک کارواں رخصت ہوا سر پہ علم سایہ فگن غازی کی آتی ہے صدا پہلا سفر زینب کا ہے سنسان کر دو راستہ شان ہے کیا دبدبا کیا لوگ ہیں قرآن ماں صلی اللہ صلی اللہ آیات کا یہ قافلہ مشکو والا من کا نشان عباس میر کارواں 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 عباس میر کارواں عباس میر کارواں 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 عباس میر کارواں اللہ کے پیارے ہیں یہ آل نبی سارے ہیں یہ قرآن کے پارے ہیں یہ کونین کے تارے ہیں یہ زیر قدم ہے آسمان عباس میر کارواں 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 عباس میر کارواں 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 عباس میر کارواں 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 عباس میر کارواں کارواں عباس میر کارواں کوئی شبیہ مصطفیٰ کوئی حسن کا دل ربا ہے کوئی عکس سیدہ شبیر کا یہ قافلہ تھامے علام جو ہے جوان عباس میر کارواں کارواں عباس میر کارواں 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 عباس میر کارواں 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 عباس میر کارواں لو آ گیا اس کا علم لو آ گیا اس کا علم قاضی جسے کہتے ہیں ہم کہتے چلو یہ دم بدم عباس میر لشکرم باب الہوائج مہربان
فيستقبل فوزيه صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا خير خلق الله ويا خاتم النبيين وصفوة المرسلين صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن ابن علي أيها المجتبى صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسن وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي بن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا بقية الله يا حجة الله عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا رحمة الله وبركاته صلوات.
Brothers and sisters, just a few quick reminders.